The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Neil Clinic Chiropractor.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It is Friday. I feel good. It is time for the weekend. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and our expert on Fridays. You know who this is. It is Dr. Ben McMillan with Neil Chiropractic Clinic. Hi.
Morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me on again today. Always a pleasure to be up here in the studio with you.
Yeah, you too, especially because of Friday, right?
Beautiful day.
Is it gorgeous or what?
It sure is. I'm going to get into a little bit about what everybody's probably been doing with all this nice weather out there in their yards, doing some spring cleaning. So I got a few tips and tricks for you guys for how to keep your back safe while you're out there doing some yard work.
Thank you. We need it right now because I was out doing some patio stuff and I came in the last night. I was like, oops.
That's been my week so far is the last few weeks, especially this one in particular. Everybody's been coming in saying, I've been out in the yard doing, you know, all the stuff that I should have been, you know, getting finished up all winter is now that we've got out of the rain and all that cycle, just being outdoors. I'm seeing a lot of those injuries. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about that today.
Right.
But like Meg said, my name's Dr. Ben McMillan. I'm a chiropractor. I own the Neil Clinic located on Creighton Road. We're right across the street from the Walmart. I'm here this morning to talk about a few things I've got on my mind, a few things that I've seen in the clinic, and to wrap up our conversation from last week about the five most frequent questions that I see people ask when they come into the clinic. But if you're out there listening and you've got a question that you've always wanted to ask a chiropractor and just have never had the opportunity, now's your chance. Text those questions in to us. I'll answer as many of those as we can get to. I've got one from last week that I do want to talk about a little bit more.
Oh, good.
But what's the number they can send those in to, Meg?
You can text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620.
All right. So last time I was up in the studio, I was going through, again, those five big questions that most people want to know when they come into the clinic. You know, number one, how do I know if my case is a chiropractic case? And we talked about that's why we spend so much time in the consultation, going through your medical history, making sure that I ask the right questions and you give me the answers that will really point me in the right direction. I know no one loves going to the doctor's office and getting a mountain of paperwork, but there really is a reason why we need all that information. It allows us to get the best clinical picture of what's going on in your body. We also talked about, you know, is it going to hurt going to a chiropractor? You know, that's a big common theme I see. Is this adjustment going to make my pain worse? Especially when it comes to the neck. People are a little hesitant about getting their neck cracked or popped. And we talked about some of the alternatives to the traditional manual style of adjusting. One thing that I do at the Neil Clinic using the Activator method of adjusting, it's a handheld tool that we'll use to help get those joints moving again, to help with that alignment, or to help take some pressure off of those nerves instead of using those traditional manual methods where we're popping and cracking your neck or your back. My patients love that because it works so well, and they don't have that anxiety and that apprehension about having their neck popped. That's one we went through last week as well. Another big one, how much is this going to cost? You know, that's on everybody's mind anytime they go to the doctor's office, right? One of the biggest causes of bankruptcy are those medical expenses. So how much does chiropractic care cost you? Well, there's really good news for that. Almost every insurance company now offers some sort of chiropractic care under those policies. Even Medicare, the most strict of all of the health insurance policies, offers chiropractic coverage as part of those benefits.
That's great news.
Most people are not expecting. They come in, they say, hey, all I've got is Medicare. Does this cover? Medicare covers chiropractic care because they know that it works. The biggest thing that you can do is send in your insurance. Call Janet, call Dion, get them to verify those insurance benefits. We'll go over your coverage before you even start incurring any costs at our clinic so you have an idea of what your chiropractic benefits and coverages are before you get treated. So you can make an informed decision. Is this something that I can afford? Is this something that I can't? We've also got, you know, if you are uninsured or underinsured, we also deal with those patients all the time as well. A chiropractic care is significantly more affordable than having a back surgery. That's what you want to avoid. You don't want to procrastinate on this stuff, because that degenerative cycle, you know, I can't tell you how many times patients come in and they say, yeah, I've already been to my primary care doctor. They told me I've got arthritis. Sure, of course you do. We're humans on planet Earth. Gravity's going to weigh down on our joints every single day. We're up and moving around. Those joints are going to wear out over time. That's that traditional osteoarthritis that most people are talking about that they have. And that's going to, from time to time, cause some issues with the joints. But what we don't want to do is put that off and put that off. You know, pain is your body's signal that there's something going on in your back or your neck or your shoulder. It's like that check engine light that's on in your car, right? If you drive around with that check engine light and it comes on, you know, you might be able to drive a few more weeks, a few more months, a few more years. Eventually, whatever that issue was that was causing that light to come on is going to come up and the car's eventually going to break down. That's the same thing with your back or your neck. Pain is something that it's a sign. It's like that check engine light for your body. And if you keep going around with that pain every single day, it's going to get worse. It will continue to degenerate over time. And eventually you may end up in one of those scenarios where it is a surgical issue. That's what we're trying to avoid. So if you're having those aches and those pains, don't procrastinate. Don't keep kicking the can down the road. Call your chiropractor, get an assessment, and make sure that you're treating this stuff as soon as you can before it, like when it happens. Don't wait. Especially with, there's some instances that waiting can be very detrimental for you. I think we talked about that Florida 14-day rule a few weeks ago, where if you're in an auto accident and you're having pain from that auto accident and you've sustained an injury from that auto accident, if you don't go see a doctor within 14 days, you're no longer covered by your insurance policy for that stuff. There's no, oh, I was busy. Oh, I was going to, I had a trip. I had to go out of town. I'll get back on day 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. No problem. It's a hard and fast rule. It is a law that they no longer have to cover that for you. Don't ask me why they picked 14 days. That was probably the least amount of days the insurance companies could get away with. But that's the law in the state of Florida. So you have to go be treated and seen within those 14 days to be covered under your insurance policy for that sort of stuff. So please, please, please don't wait. Just like I'm going to get to here in a few minutes with the yard work stuff. If you're out there this weekend and your back starts hurting, don't wait. Go get something done. Don't let this progress and get worse and worse through the spring. You know, why be, you know, coping with pain when you could be recovering from pain is what I tell patients. If you're not recovering, it's getting worse. What you got, Meg?
If you just join us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And this morning we have Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Chiropractic Clinic giving us pointers on how we can take care of ourselves as we get out there into the world gardening again and moving around in ways we haven't been moving around for the last several months. But if you've got a question, he's our expert. This is the time to dial it in at 850-437-1620.
All right. So the other question I get a lot in the clinic is, you know, how long is this going to take before my back is better, or how long do I need to keep coming to the chiropractor? The first answer to this, how long is it going to take, is kind of dependent on what is going on. Is this something that you've had this back pain for the last 10 years? It's just getting worse and worse, and today's the day you finally picked up the phone and called somebody to do something about it. I'm really good at this stuff. I can't get rid of 10 years of back pain in one day. That's an unrealistic expectation.
Come on now, Doc.
That's not the way that this works. It's not a light switch. There's a process, especially if it's something that's been going on for that long. Those chronic issues do take a little more time to improve. If this is an acute thing, hey, I slept wrong last night. I'm here this morning. I called. I'm a regular chiropractic patient. I haven't been in a while, but I've been doing fine. Slept a little funny last night. Can you help me? Now, in those scenarios, yeah, that might be a one and done. Next feeling might be a little sore the next morning, but that's not going to linger on for days and days. Like those patients, again, that have been hurting for the last 10 years, they're going to have a more lengthy treatment plan. You know, the chronic patients are going to be, you know, 4 to 6 weeks of continual care where we're expecting to see improvements with those things. Or some of the more complex cases. Again, I treat patients that have had spinal fusions, and now those fusions are causing issues right above or right below where they had that fusion. And again, those patients aren't going to have the mobility because of the surgical history that they've had. But that's expected. And we can still do some things as chiropractors to help them with that. You know, whether it's therapy modalities to reduce inflammation, things like an interferential therapy, which is an electric current, like an E-stem current that we're passing through your body to help reduce inflammation. Massage therapy is a big one. Massage therapy and chiropractic care go very well hand in hand. And we've got some great massage therapists at the clinic. The class 4 laser. I've talked about laser therapy a lot up here. That's another amazing tool that we have at the clinic that our patients love because it helps them get out of pain and recover so much faster, especially the patients that have had, you know, those spinal fusions. They're not, we can't move those joints, those areas that are fused together. They take rods and, you know, screws and they screw those bones into place so they don't move. Well, as chiropractors, I'm trying to move the joints, but we can't do that there. So what do we do to help? Things like the laser therapy, that interferential current.
How does that work, the laser therapy?
It uses a very powerful light to induce a healing response in your body.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you remember something from like high school biology called the mitochondria?
Of course, yeah.
So that's the powerhouse of the cell, right? That's mm-hmm. what makes all the energy for every cell in your body. Well, they found that different wavelengths of light, these very specific wavelengths of light, will stimulate that mitochondria to produce more energy. So the areas that we use the therapy are increasing the amount of cellular metabolism they have. So they're speeding up that healing response because that's what's going on in that area where you have an injury and pain. Your body's sending cells there to help recover. So if we give those cells more energy, you're going to recover faster. They also discovered a wavelength of light that's going to induce more blood flow to the area. Those mitochondria have to have oxygen to carry out this long chain of reactions to produce that energy. So if you just sped up the cellular metabolism, the cells would run out of oxygen quickly. It wouldn't really work very well. So what they also found is they needed to bring in more blood flow. And typically blood flows the way our body heals anyway, right? That's what has all the nutrients, the oxygen, all the supplies, the building blocks that your body needs to really repair that tissue. So we're bringing in more energy to the cells by promoting that mitochondrial metabolism. Then we're going to bring in more oxygen by increasing blood flow. They found a third wavelength of light that allows that oxygen to dissociate from the hemoglobin much faster as well. So now we've got more blood flow in the area. We're allowing that oxygen to be released from the hemoglobin at a higher rate. And we're telling the mitochondria to ramp up production of cellular ATP, which is what cells use for energy. That combination is what allows this thing to be such an incredible tool because every cell in our body, every tissue in our body heals that same way, whether it's a muscle, whether it's a ligament, a tendon, bones, wounds on the surface of your skin, all of that stuff heals the exact same way. So that's why it's such a versatile tool because whether you're having like, you know, a hamstring strain or a disc in your lower back, the laser therapy has different protocols based on the time and duration and the tissue depth that it needs to penetrate to that are built in to treat all of those things. But the concept behind it is all the same, that we're just using your body's natural healing mechanisms and kind of supercharging those to make you heal a lot faster. It's an incredible tool and it's amazing. I'm so happy there's scientists and engineers out there that figured all this stuff out because it really is. I'm a big research nerd. My background's in biology. I love reading about this stuff. And I can get into the weeds with some of that stuff, but that's the
it's fascinating. I appreciate you explaining
right
that.
Right below the surface of hey, it helps you speed up healing. That's kind of how it does that, and it's fascinating.
And we did get a text this morning along this line asking, can laser therapy help with sciatica?
Absolutely. So sciatica again is one of those conditions that most people that have sciatic pain will tell you it's not my back that hurts as much. It's my rear end. It's my butt. And it's down my leg.
You can't get in a comfortable position to get relief. It's not like
squirming.
A muscle ache.
No.
It's the weirdest. It almost feels electrical.
And it is. It's a nerve pain. That's mm-hmm. what a lot of times what people will describe nerve pain as. It's an electrical shock. It burns. Sometimes it can feel like a pulled muscle, but you weren't out running sprints.
Right.
You didn't do anything to pull the muscle. But that's what it feels like even mm-hmm. when you're just at rest. And it's incredibly uncomfortable. What the laser does, again, we go to the source to treat this stuff. A lot of times people feel that pain down their leg, but the source of it is in their lower back where those nerve roots originate. So the way that the human nervous system is set up, we have our brain, which is the central nervous system, right? Our brain and our spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
The spinal cord runs down the center of your spine, and then it exits off on either side with these things called nerve roots. And those nerve roots in your neck extend down your arms and into your hands. In your mid-back, they extend into all the organs. And then in your lower back, they extend down your legs and into your feet. So when you're getting that pain that travels, we call it radicular pain. It's traveling from your lower back down into your leg. We really need to treat the source of that thing at your lower back. Chiropractic care really, really helps with that sciatic pain because we can get some pressure off of those nerves by moving the joints and manipulating those joints to, again, ease some of the pinching. And then we're going to do things to reduce the inflammation. Those nerves are irritated. They're angry. That's why they're sending those symptoms down your leg. So doing things like that interferential current that we're talking about to bring some blood flow. The laser therapy is one of the best therapies we have to treat sciatic pain specifically. It works incredibly well with that stuff. Sometimes patients come off of the table even after just one treatment and say, oh my gosh, I haven't felt like this in weeks. They love this thing. And that's all it's designed to do, again, is help decrease the inflammation around those angry nerves, bring some blood flow in, and it really will help speed up that healing process. Now, the other question I get with, especially with sciatic pain, is what can I be doing at home to help with this stuff? And there's a lot of different things that can help, and there's a lot of things that will hurt. And the problem with that is when you get on, when you go to Dr. Google, and you Google stretches or exercises for back pain, you're going to get both of those things. You're not going to get just the exercises and just the stretches that you need because they don't have that health history information. They're just giving you every exercise ever invented on Google for lower back pain or for pain down your leg or sciatic pain. Some of those might be good for you. Some of those, I guarantee, will be bad for you. So making sure that you get the right advice and the right training on how to do the exercises, which ones are the right ones to do, and when is the right time to do them, right? I'm going to give the 20-year-old with sciatic pain completely different stretches and exercises than I'm going to give that 20-year-old's 85-year-old grandmother to do. I mean, they're just going to be a little different. Yeah, Meg.
Okay, so we've got a couple questions coming in from our text line. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So this one, Dr. Ben, I've been having bad lower back pain for about 5 weeks. It goes down my leg. My right arm also has pain. I have diabetes, so there's some nerve pain. But this is new. Is this something that could help with all of that?
So with diabetes, a lot of times they'll call it diabetic neuropathy. Again, diabetes is an issue with the insulin regulation and blood sugar regulation. And what can happen, especially in the extremities, the feet, the hands, which are the most common areas to experience that diabetic retinopathy. Neuropathy. Retinopathy, an issue in the eyes.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
So what happens with that diabetic neuropathy is that blood flow, the blood gets a little gummier, gets a little thicker. And those capillaries, those small blood vessels down in the extremities, don't get as much blood flow to them anymore. That's why those people that have diabetes, it's important that they're checking their feet for wounds because, you know, cuts or sores on their feet aren't going to heal very quickly and they can get infected. Number one cause of amputation outside of trauma is diabetes. Like that, it's a serious issue. But what that does to the nerves is it can make it feel very similar to that radicular pain that we're talking about with sciatic pain, where the pain is coming down their legs because the nerves aren't getting the blood supply that they need. Now, I'd be curious to know, is it the hands or the pain coming down their arm that's the new one, or is it the pain down the legs and is it more into the feet? Because if it's just the more into the feet symptoms, I want to know how are they regulating their diabetes? Are they maintaining a healthy diet? Diabetes causes significant issues in our, you know, body's metabolism. It's not, you know, growing up, I was like, oh, diabetes. Yeah, you got high blood sugar, no problem. Don't eat sweets. It really is a significant health issue, and you need to make sure you're managing that very carefully. Now, if it's the symptoms down into the hands, again, that can be coming from the nerves in your neck. Is this person somebody that works at a desk 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week for the last 20 years with bad posture, and now they're waking up and their arm is numb, and they're, you know, as they're working, trying to use a mouse, they're having neck pain and headaches? Yeah, that's probably something coming from their neck that chiropractic care can really help with.
She just texted back and said the pain in the lower back is new.
Okay, yeah. So some low back pain, absolutely. If you're not seeing a chiropractor, call your chiropractor. If you want my opinion on it, call us. Call Janet. Tell her to set up your new patient consultation, 850-479-2700. You and I will sit down, and that'll give me a chance to ask you a few more questions about, you know, how did this back pain start? Tell me about the pain down your legs. Tell me about the pain in your arm. that's our opportunity to really discuss, is chiropractic care something that I can help you with? And if it's not a chiropractic issue, you know, is this something that I think is coming from your kidneys, right? Diabetes is going to affect your kidneys. Well, let me refer you back to primary care. Let me refer you to the type of specialist you need to be seeing, because if we don't catch this stuff on time, or if we don't diagnose it properly because we don't have the time to sit in that consultation room, or you just never come in and do anything, it can get worse and worse. So don't procrastinate on that stuff.
Okay. She says, thank you for answering her question. And we do have another question that came in. No injuries, but my neck is tight. Can I just have my neck adjusted?
Yeah, of course. And that's part of the other issue of, you know, initially, how long is it going to take before I get results? And the second part of that is, how often should I visit, and do I need ongoing care? Mm-hmm. Just like if you go to your doctor and they say, hey, you've got high cholesterol, your blood sugar is getting higher, you know, I need you to eat a little healthier. Do they only need you to eat healthy for 4 weeks and then you can go back to eating whatever? No, of course not. Taking care of your body is an ongoing routine, right? Just like taking care of your car, just like taking care of your house. If you're just having some neck pain, absolutely, yeah, we can get you in. I can show you a lot of stretches and exercises. First, we need to know, what is it that's causing this neck pain? Did you play football in high school and have an old injury? Did you get in a car accident and never really got the proper care for it? Are you sleeping in a bad position? Are your workstation ergonomics set up properly for you? Like, what is it that is causing this is step one, because if we can pull out those things that are the irritants, that are the sources of this, then it makes my job a lot easier, because now instead of going, you know, two steps forward, one step back because you're doing the wrong things every day, this is going to get better a whole lot faster. Adjusting the neck and showing you some stretches and exercises to strengthen the neck muscles, make sure the muscles that are tight are getting stretched, is the second part of that equation, because we can give you a lot of tools to help make sure that you can help with this stuff while you're at home, before you even come into the clinic, or, you know, as you're getting these, you know, aches and pains throughout the week before your appointments. There's a lot that you can do at home to really help with that stuff.
Okay. Thank you so much for sending in the questions. 850-437-1620. Got a few minutes left. A couple things you might want to go over.
Yeah. I want to go through a few of the yard work tips before I get out of here this morning, because again, that's on my to-do list this weekend, is get out in the yard and get some stuff done. Well, I want you to treat yard work like it would be an exercise, right? If you were to step into the gym, you wouldn't go pick out the biggest, heaviest weight that you're going to work out with that day and immediately walk over to it and start there. You would warm up, right? You'd start with some stretches. You'd walk around. You'd try and get loosened up and warm up your body to do those things. That's exactly what I want you to do when you start thinking about tackling the projects, right? If you've got to move a bunch of stones, don't go out there and pick up the biggest, heaviest stone the first 30 seconds you're out there.
You might be enthusiastic, yeah, but yeah. Hold it back a little bit.
I get it. You want to knock that stuff out, but make sure you're warming up a little bit. You know, stretch those hamstrings, go for a short walk, you know, march in place, get the body ready to move. Tell the muscles, hey, we're going to be doing some things. That's step one. Make sure you're using proper body mechanics when you're bending and lifting. Tough to do over the radio, but essentially I want you keeping everything close to your body. Don't lift with your arms way outstretched, keeping those heavy weights far away from you. If you are holding something, turn your hips and your whole body. Don't twist with something heavy in your arms. You know, if you're unloading a truck, that's one I see. Oh, I was taking this out of my truck. I twisted to put it in the wheelbarrow. Don't do that. Move your hips. That's going to reduce that twisting and that torsion on your spine. Take breaks. Don't try and do 6 hours of yard work straight after being indoors all winter. If you haven't been out there and your body's not acclimated to that again, work for 30 or 40 minutes and then sit down. Give your body 5 or 10 minutes of a break and make sure that you're doing those things on a regular basis. Meg's giving me that sign that I'm running out of time.
Just
again this
about.
Morning.
Just about. Got about a minute left.
My name's Dr. Ben McMillan. Again, I own the Neil Clinic. We're on Creighton Road, right across the street from that Walmart on 9th and Creighton. Our phone number is 850-479-2700. Our website is neilclinic.com, nealclinic.com. Editor Deanna Call, set up your consultation and let me discuss if your issue is a chiropractic issue that I think I can help you with. Thanks again for having me up again this morning, Meg. Always great to be up here at the studio.
You always do. Are so informative. Such great advice for those of us getting ready to go out gardening again. Been talking with Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Chiropractic Clinic. And again, what's that number again?
850-479-2700.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Ben. We appreciate you being here, and it's been going to be a great weekend.
Oh, yeah.